This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1308. What you can learn about English from a farmer?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to take your learning deeper with real-time transcripts and vocabulary practice, download our app on your iOS device. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Are you an urban dweller? Today, let's dig into some farm idioms in English that will add a burst of fun to your language. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good. I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
How much do you know about farms and farming? Did you grow up in a place where there were a lot of farms? Was it rural at all?
I know zip zero zilch about farming, to be honest. I love that expression, zip zero zilch. That's really good.
That's a fun one.
No, I don't really know anything about farming, but I did kind of grow up in a semi-rural suburban area in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. So probably I should know about it, but I don't.
No, I'm the same way. I grew up in, it was a pretty small town. And I remember actually there was, there was a busy street that bordered our neighborhood in Carson City. Mm. And across the busy street was just a huge field that was often filled with cows. And sometimes as I was driving to or from home, the cows would be crossing the road. And I would have, I remember like having to stop sometimes and just being surrounded by all of these cows and being like, oh my God, you guys, why?
You guys.
Move.
I love it. Wait,
I know. Like, I'm talking to the cows. You guys, what are you doing? So even though I feel like I grew up around a lot of farms, zip zero zilch. I know nothing.
I love it. I love it. No, but actually, I'm kind of glad that we're talking about this today. Guys, today you're going to hear a couple of idioms or fun expressions that originate on the farm, really.
On the farm.
We really never talked about that. But this actually ties in. I was, you know how we said before in a prior episode that we always do have to do breakfast reading, both of us, right? Like I always read something at breakfast. So I'll grab for whatever I can find.
Totally.
So there was a magazine, I think it was Fortune magazine, on the countertop. And it was talking about a bit of a crisis we have right now in the US, in rural America, basically. Like farmers are not well connected to the internet. And so this doesn't allow them to have a good workflow and like good supply chains and that kind of thing. And, you know, the poverty levels are going up in rural America, but going down, way down in urban centers. So we're getting this huge divide. And we've seen this in politics, right, in the last election.
For sure.
So this is a bigger topic. I guess we don't have time to get into that today, but I think we should come back to it, you know, as we get more into the election and, you know, into the year.
I have a question about the purpose of that article, though. Was the purpose to suggest ways to connect farmers?
Yeah, it was a prediction. Okay. So what it was the article was like 20 predictions for the decade, the 20s. And it said that if we don't
reach out to rural America. If we don't connect them, we will lose them.
Yeah.
And that will divide our country. Yeah, that
even
we must.
Even more than it already is.
Yeah.
Ah, that seems impossible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe we'll stay on the more optimistic side of farming, but there is a bigger topic to get into another day. Yeah.
I feel like we should have a whole episode just like the four most interesting predictions of that article.
Oh, that would be cool. And then we can have our own too. We should do something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. But today, guys, we're not digging into any deep philosophical future predictions. Yeah. We are talking about fun idioms and sayings today. Yeah. So the first one that we thought of was make hay while the sun shines. Is that ever something you say, Lindsay?
No, I never say this. But like I've heard other ones like early bird gets the worm. Is that the same meaning essentially?
Kind of. I feel like make hay while the sun shines is a little bit more general. And even though it sounds sort of old and folksy, it's like old folksy saying. I still say this actually because it's fun. It's just like if you have the opportunity to do it, then you should do it now. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay. So it's okay.
So if you picture it, right? Like while the weather is good, a farmer has to do as much work as he can or she can.
Okay.
Right. Before the weather goes bad. So it's like idiomatically or metaphorically, if there is a lot of, if there's like a big project you're working on, right.
Uh-huh.
And you have a lot of hours one day to work on it. It's just like, well, I better do it today. Make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't put it off until next week.
That makes sense. Okay. So it's different. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking early bird gets the worm. That's more about getting up early. This is totally different. I was totally
off. But it still is like this idea of like you need to make the effort to achieve stuff. I mean, it's both like general sort of encouragement.
Yeah. I mean, we have so many idioms and that could be another episode topic. In American culture, we have so many idioms around hard work. And that just kind of speaks to our economy and our work ethic as a culture, I think. But that would be another episode.
Yeah. And like how it reflects American priorities, which are questioned.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So many episode ideas for 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Write these down. We can't lose them. This is good. But
I know you guys have to remind us. Okay.
This next one, I had to ask you what it meant because I don't know this one. I've heard it before, but I have I didn't have any idea what it meant. Can you explain for us what it means?
Okay, so these are so funny today. All right. Yeah. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. It means if you have good fortune in your life, if something really good happens, don't question it. Don't overanalyze it. Yeah. Just enjoy it. Mm. Accept the gift or the good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So for example, if a colleague at work says, oh my gosh, you are doing such a great job. I'm so happy to have you on the team. Well done.
Yeah.
Right? Like the words of affirmation we talked about in the love episode language. Mm-hmm. So if that happens, just be happy about it. Yeah. Just feel good about it and say, oh God, I'm doing really well. I am crushing it.
Yeah.
Do not, on the other hand, overanalyze and be like, why did that person tell me that? Do they want something? What's going on? Like,
And also don't reject the compliment. That's annoying too. That when you say, oh, actually, you know, I don't think I did very well on this and that. That's also awful for someone people don't want to hear that. Okay. Don't do it.
Totally. So. Oh, because it is hard, I think, for a lot of us to accept compliments.
Yeah.
And that's another thing to think about. Like, I think this idiom speaks to that. Just accept it. Accept it and say thank you.
Yeah. I love that idea. This is a fun episode. I think for this episode inside the app, I'll get a picture of like a horse or something, a big, funny, goofy horse for the app photo.
Yay!
This will be fun. Guys, if you're not using the iOS app, you should be because a lot of students are over there collecting their personal power list of vocabulary words based on what they hear here. Guys, you can click on words, see definitions, see real-time transcripts. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get the app. All right, cool.
It is the most real dynamic way to learn native language.
It really is. It really is.
It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Today's episode is about vocabulary, but maybe you'd like to see how these words are written. If you need an easy way to follow the transcripts of this show in real time, right on your phone, then use our iOS app. You can get 7 days free with the premium trial. Go and download it at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, what's the next idiom, Lindsay?
All right, so this reminds me of the movie Annie that I used to love. The expression is like finding a needle in a haystack. And she said this, I remember, when she like ran away or something and they were searching for her and they were looking at all of New York City in the 30s from above. Oh. And they said, I was finding a needle in a haystack trying to find Annie. So that just always comes to my mind.
That's so funny. I, for some reason, that surprises me that like this little kid musical would be one of your favorite stories.
I loved it. Not the new version, the old version made in, I don't know when, maybe the 60s or something.
It's really old.
Yeah. It's such a great movie.
That's so funny. I can't get on the musical train. I can't. Musicals bug me. I don't know why.
Even like the big ones. Like, well, I don't know, Wicked or, you know.
There are a couple exceptions. The movie A Chorus Line, that's one of the movies I rewatched over and over and over again when I was, I guess, a teenager, A Chorus Line. And then Chicago, I also really like.
Okay,
there are exceptions.
I get the point. It can be annoying when people just break out in song and you want to hear dialogue if you're more into dialogue. I don't know. It just depends.
I think that's what it is. I'm focused on the story.
Yeah.
All right, so finding a needle in a haystack. This one is definitely super common, you guys.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a situation where something seems impossible to find because it's in the middle of a huge place or a lot of other things, it's really general. I think it's easy to apply this one.
No, this is great. And you may shorten it, guys. You might say, oh man, it's like a needle in a haystack. You might even take out finding, because we do shorten these idioms, guys.
Definitely. Ooh, there is one of my favorite IELTS videos, guys, on IELTS Energy TV on our YouTube channel is about how to use half idioms.
Ooh.
And there's four idioms in that video where I teach you that natives just say half of it and what they mean. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, make sure you guys go over and subscribe to IELTS Energy TV if you're taking IELTS, or even if you just want to learn some really cool new vocabulary over there.
Yeah, there's just great speaking and vocab lessons over there for everyone.
Definitely. All right, so one more. What is it? This one I also don't think I really know. I can take a guess what it means, but what is it?
This one is the oldest one. I think all of these are kind of folksy and old.
Yeah.
But we still say the other three. But this one, I think, is way old. But you still might hear it, guys. I know my dad used to say it a lot. Don't upset the apple cart.
Interesting. What does this mean?
That's just like, don't cause trouble. Don't make waves.
Okay.
Don't cause trouble where you don't have to.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It's kind of like, let let things happen. Don't interrupt.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. That's what I thought it was. But we have a lot of apple idioms. Like, one bad apple ruins the barrel is another one that we have, right?
Oh, that's a weird one. I don't know that one.
You don't know that? Oh my gosh.
No.
Okay. It's really interesting how we all know different idioms and some we don't know.
Oh, it's funny. Apple of my eye.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's sort of a common one with apples.
Yeah. I mean, but this vibe, this idea of don't upset the apple cart, also don't rock the boat is another one.
That's the more common way to say it, I think. Yeah. That would mean exactly the same thing.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, man.
I do want to do that episode about how some of this language reflects American priorities, because I feel like these two idioms, don't rock the boat and don't upset the apple cart, I think these two sort of go against some of what we love about being American, which is trying to be an individual and being able to question everything like to cause trouble sometimes.
You know, what would be really cool if we could find a way to get our listeners, maybe over on Instagram, have them all like send in videos contributing different idioms that typify or signify their culture. That would be really cool.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes, cool. Guys.
Yes.
Okay. This is a two-step homework assignment, everyone. First, you got to follow us on Instagram, All Ears English, bright yellow. You can't miss it. And the second, guys, we are giving you a challenge right now for your own Instagram. Post a video of you explaining an idiom and an English idiom that you feel reflects your culture in some way. This will be so fascinating. And then hashtag All Ears English.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So find an idiom in English that makes sense, that reflects your own culture. I love that idea. And we're going to look out. So this episode is coming out around, I believe, early February, right? So around that time, I'm going to make a note to, it's February 5th. I'm going to make a note to go look on our Instagram channel and see what you guys are putting out there. Let's make this a fun community effort here, guys. It'll be fun. Very cool.
Yes. This is something we really want to do in 2020, you guys. Yes. We are building the All Ears English community and connecting with you guys way more this year.
Yeah. It's all about connection. You got it. All right. Thanks for talking about farming today.
Sure. In a very abstract way, we talked about farming.
Right.
It was super fun. I love language episodes. All right, Lindsay.
All right.
Go make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, I will. All right. I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one, Jessica.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.